Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Accent on London edition. Today in our studio, we have one of our favorite guests, Chrissy Lomax. So you were my guest many, many times, had your own segment on my show when I was moving to London, and hopefully people already recognize your face and recognize probably the topic that you are bringing with you to our show. So you are a cancer survivor.
Yes.
And you made, you turned this cancer journey, your cancer journey, into a purpose. So today we'll be continuing our journey, yours and mine, as we are friends, and also I was a little bit part of your journey in time of your cancer fight. And we are so, so thankful you are here with us, better than ever. You look gorgeous. You have so much energy. And of course,
Thank you.
You are thriving, because I think I will let you tell who you are, what are you doing, and why you have this amazing book behind you for us to just enjoy, and we can also purchase your book on Amazon. But let's take step by step. So again, Chrissy Lomax, today with us in the studio. Tell us why your book is called Another Interruption.
Well, the book is called Another Interruption because that's exactly what a cancer diagnosis was for me. I was diagnosed in 2017 with HER2 positive breast cancer. And since then, I went through all my treatment, and I am now a thriving breast cancer survivor. And I wanted to, yes, as you said, turn my journey through cancer into a purpose to help others in a few different ways. I did have another interruption earlier in my life that was a 4-year recovery from a serious car accident. So I do talk about that in my book. And everything I learned from that and all of the other life experiences that I had, I used as a resource to help me make it through the tunnels of treatment of cancer and to get to my final finish line, pathologic complete response. And I'm now cancer-free, and this July 7th will be 4 years since I was diagnosed. So that will consider me a 4-year survivor. You start counting from the day you're diagnosed. So coming up on that, I'm really excited, and I've made a lot of lifestyle and behavior changes to get cancer-free and to stay cancer-free. And I do share that in part 2 of my book. Another Interruption is 2 parts. Part 1 is my journey and my story. And part 2 of the book is turning my cancer journey into a purpose and how I got here, how I got to PCR, pathologic complete response, how I got healthy, and how I plan to stay here. So hopefully I can help someone else who is newly diagnosed or has been in treatment for a while. Somebody's treatment lasts longer than mine. My treatment was for a year. Some others are in treatment for a lot longer. Maybe this book will help you get through certain parts of it a little bit better because it worked for me. And maybe you have a loved one going through this right now, and the book could possibly help you know how to help them. And maybe you're coming from a place of, wow, there's a lot of cancer in my family, you know? Boy, I hope I don't get diagnosed with cancer. I'm not going to get diagnosed with cancer. Well, you know what? Then maybe this book can help you take steps to prevent getting that phone call that a lot of us will get. You know, you have cancer. Now what are you going to do?
Yes, Chrissy, I know your journey is just amazing. Your life story is amazing. Of course, I read the book, and I will say the one of the coolest book, because you are talking about cancer, fighting your cancer, but also you are taking us through your life journey, and your life is very colorful. And yes, young, you said, had few interruptions in life, but the way how you deal with life, you know, throwing you not so nice stuff in front of you, and how you overcome all the hardships. And to me, that's what was amazing about this book. Yes, you are giving us so many wonderful advices and this optimism through all this journey shines through the book, but really how you deal with life and life's problem. I think we can take so much from this book. So I recommend this book to everyone. Everyone.
Thank you, Lana. That means a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we all get so many interruptions. Everybody right now could sit down with a pen and paper and write down all the major interruptions you've had in your life that affected you and had you change course. Right? Change the road you were on. And
not everybody's dealing well with life's problem. You know, somehow you have this willpower, optimism, and great energy and great attitude. Just, you know, and you love life, love people so much, and you are so passionate about music. You are a singer, songwriter, also, you know, motivational speaker. You are a great cook, which we'll be talking about.
Thank you.
very much on our show. But I really would like to congratulate you, because your book, in time when you release your book in February, it was the number one bestseller on Amazon in 5 categories. So yeah. It's not that we are talking about how great your book is. A lot of people purchased, loved the book, and got you to 5 categories in our number one bestseller on Amazon. So please, let's make this clear. Everybody would love to read Chrissy Lomax's books, go to Amazon and write another interruption. And then I really think you will not put this book down until you are done reading. So, Chrissy, today we have a great topic, a very good topic. It's not only, again, for people who are fighting cancer and are afraid of being sick with this horrible disease, but for lots of people, this topic is very important. For me too, I had a lot of, I'm afraid of being diabetic. My daddy side of family had this, almost everybody, and really took my life of my daddy too fast from us. And I am watching sugar, but sugar is winning over me. Sugar is winning. I don't know how to stop eating sugar cakes and stuff like that. Everything what is sugar, even when I know how dangerous is this for me. So please, today's topic, can you announce for all of us what we'll be talking today about?
Well, I did make lifestyle and behavior changes pretty well immediately when I got that phone call. I've been very clued into nutrition, and, you know, I have a couple certificates as a nutrition specialist. I'm a fitness professional, a Pilates instructor, a marathon coach. And, as a marathon coach, I had a career for 16 years as a marathon coach. And I will tell you, one of the main pillars out there on the training course is what you eat. You know, your nutrition is a huge pillar in my training program. So I already came into it with knowledge of nutrition. But until I got that phone call, boy, did I really change. You know, did I really start to apply everything I knew and eliminated what I knew would get in the way of me making it through my treatment the best way that I could. And sugar came up. Sugar was one thing that we lived
for. The topic is sugar-free lifestyle.
Yes.
And again, you will give these advices, and you will present 2 amazing videos that you prepared for us. And so you'll be talking on this important topic, how we can stop eating sugar and make our great food and sweet food, deliciously sweet, but without the typical white sugar. We're not supposed to eat so much. So is it hard to live a sugar-free life?
Not for me. Mm-hmm. I say that completely honestly. And it, you know, unfortunately, it took a cancer diagnosis for me to get it. And I'm not blaming myself. I'm just saying, you know, I really do seriously eat for good health now rather than, oh, because it just tastes good. If it's going into my body, it better be doing something good for me. So no, it's not. It's not hard to live a sugar-free life. I still eat sweet things. I just don't sweeten them with white sugar. So I use alternatives. My favorite is the golden monk fruit. And I do use that in one of the recipes that I have on my Chrissy's Cancer Free Life YouTube channel. And I just love my salad dressings. And I'll use a little bit of stevia to give it a little bit of sweetness. And anything I make, I just substitute with a sugar alternative. And I do use monk fruit quite a bit. You can use Swerve, which is a great product you can buy. I mention all of my ideas in the nutrition section of the book. For me, when I was diagnosed, right away, the first thing I knew was I had to stop eating anything with sugar in it. I'd read so much about sugar and how, you know, people say sugar feeds cancers. Well, basically, yes, cancer cells metabolize sugar, and that has been proven. And I read a study just after I started chemotherapy in October of 2017 from Science Daily. Okay. I read it from Science Daily. I have it in my book. I just peeked. and they said, you know, they proved it again. It was another study about cancer cells metabolizing sugar. And I thought, well, there it is again. So right away when I got that call in July of 2017, I knew it was important to cut out cancer. So I did. And I didn't cut out enjoying eating, although it was a challenge when I was in treatment to eat. It was a project, and I knew that I had to fuel my body to get better. As horrible as some food tasted in treatment, I knew I had to get nutrition in my body. I had to fuel my body so I could get to the finish line. So sugar and cancer, it's like, okay, sugar's gone. So I do write about that in my book, and I also give some recipes and ways of cooking and alternatives to using sugar so you can still get that sweet satisfaction. So that is in part two of my book, in the Fuel and Nourish section.
And you mentioned that you have your own YouTube channel, okay, right now. So I think we need to give people the place and how you call your YouTube channel. Could you give us this information one more time?
Yes, it's Chrissy's Cancer Free Life. And Chrissy's Cancer Free Life YouTube channel right now has two cooking videos that are just around 5 minutes long. And that the YouTube channel will grow into other things as well, because I am a fitness professional and a Pilates instructor, and I love to teach mat Pilates as well as reformer, but I will be doing some mat Pilates on Chrissy's Cancer Free Life channel, as well as maybe some makeup tips too. Yeah. And I'm a makeup artist. I did that as a career for many years. So there's a lot of things I can bring to the table that helped me make through.
Yeah, when we read your book, we see the passion, you know, for you to go through the cancer treatment looking the best like you can. You just refused to look at a mirror and say, I give up on myself. So that's another amazing, amazing strength for you, because this is a really tough sickness. So going through what you went for a whole year, you know, and still thinking, no, I need to be the woman that I like to be, is a really, really beautiful, Chrissy. So this powerful woman.
You look pretty weird without eyelashes and eyebrows.
Yeah, you did great. Obviously, you know, I saw you many, many times, and I know you had horrible days, and you write about them in your book. But anybody who would like to see the two videos, I'm asking to continue watching on the Facebook our interview, because we will be including the wonderful recipe that you have, two videos in our interview. And people who are watching or listening to our interview on LA Talk Radio, obviously they will be hearing you talking wonderfully about how you make the delicious, delicious recipe happen for us and teach us. So if you can say, you mentioned about your favorite sugar alternatives. Can you tell us slowly one more time what is the perfect one in your opinion? Which one you like the most?
I really like the golden monk fruit.
Golden monk fruit.
And it's from a fruit. It's a powder. It looks just like brown sugar. And the great thing about it is if the recipe calls for a cup of brown sugar or white sugar, I just substitute it for a cup of monk fruit.
Interesting. Where can you buy stuff like that? In normal stores?
You can buy monk fruit at your grocery store. It's nothing special. Of course, you can order anything on Amazon, right? But yeah, you can get it at your grocery stores. Out here where I am, in Southern California, we have Sprouts Market, we have Whole Foods, we have Gelson's. Yeah, they all carry it. It's a great, great sugar alternative because it's one
I
for
really
one.
I really want to try. And do you think that for people who have diabetes, this is something that they could also use?
Absolutely, yes.
Chrissy, we were talking about your videos. Can you explain us? You have two of them right now. The first one is about?
Oh, the first one that we did is California rolls. I'm making California rolls. And this is just something that I've made for years and years. And whenever there's a picnic or a party, I always bring California rolls. And so when I was in treatment, I made them for the nurses. So on my good days, I would pick up all the things I needed to make for the nurses when I would go in for my treatment and bring a big tray of California rolls, and it was just a lot of fun. So I did put that recipe in the book. So I thought that should be the first video that I do, is making these California rolls, because they look complicated when you look at it. You think, yeah. But when you see, they're really easy to make. So that's why I showed it in this video, how to make them.
Great. So we will be watching this video, and right after we'll give somebody a dream about sweet treats and what you are offering for us. Well, this will be something with chocolate, yes?
Oh, yes. The second one that we've done is the walnut double chocolate bark. And just in the kitchen one day, I just got out the pure cocoa powder and made this dessert that is... We made two batches when we shot this video, and I will tell you that Joe and I polished it off pretty quickly over the next few days.
That's your idea, yes? You just created this recipe. It's amazing. So one day you said, I need something sweet. I feel like I want to eat something sweet.
A lot of trial and error before I got the recipe to where it is now. It probably took about a year or more until I got it to where it is now. And who knows, they may even perfect it better, you know, and you can always add variations to it, like add shredded coconut. So it's more like a macaroon type thing. So it's kind of fun.
Right now, let everybody watch or listen to your beautiful description, how you make this great recipe. And there will be first and second one after another. So we are in the kitchen with Chrissy Lomax, and I cannot wait. It's sushi, and after maybe coffee with something chocolatey, let's watch two videos.
Thank you. Welcome to Chrissy's Cancer-Free Life. 3.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with HER2-positive breast cancer. Today, I'm cancer-free. I made lifestyle and behavior changes to get here, and I plan to stay here. I transformed many of my favorite recipes to fit my cancer-free lifestyle, which means it's also a sugar-free lifestyle. I'm going to show you how I make California rolls. You'll need a sheet of nori, a bamboo rolling mat, a damp tea towel, Japanese sticky rice. I made it sticky with rice vinegar, salt, and instead of sugar, I used monk fruit. English cucumber, cut into strips. They don't have large seeds like the other ones.
blanched asparagus, blanched carrots. Here's some tuna salad with green onion. If you don't want the carbs, rice cauliflower is a great substitute for rice. Avocado. They are nutrient-rich and add a nice creamy texture. Add a little bit of kick with wasabi. Now we are ready to roll. Place your nori on one half of the tea towel and cover it up with the other half. Press your hands on the damp towel to moisten it, making it easier to roll up. Let's make one. For this first one, I'm going to use the sticky rice for the base. And it's a little bit sweet because of the monk fruit, and it also has a little bit of salt in it, so it's a little bit salty, and it's just great. Spread it to the edges, except at the front end, you want to leave about an inch to be able to seal the end of the roll. Let's add some wasabi. Just paint a line of it right down the center of your roll, so that with every bite, you get a nice little kick of wasabi. Now we're ready to load it up. Let's get some cucumber on here. All right, maybe a nice asparagus spear. Remember, the asparagus and the carrots have been blanched, so they're not really hard. They're a little bit soft, so that's nice. When you do the asparagus, get it out at the tip there. Let's add a little bit of avocado here. Okay, now we're ready to roll it up. Take the end and get a nice little tuck. Being gentle that you don't tear the seaweed sheet, and roll it up and just hold it tight there for just a second. Get it, this rice sure is sticky. It's everywhere. And then, there you go. And there's one California roll, look at that. So we'll set that aside and come back to that. Okay, so I'm just gonna place that right here and let's make another one with a different filling. We are going to use a different base for this one. This is the riced cauliflower. I just added a little bit of, actually, cream cheese to make it nice and sticky, like sticky rice. Oops, getting it over the edges, that's okay. Just clean it up before you roll it up. Okay, so now we have our base, and our base is the riced cauliflower. I'm going to add a little line of that wasabi. Then we're going to add a little bit of tuna. Okay. And I think it needs a little bit of crunch. A little cucumber on there. And we have to add some healthy, organic avocado. Okay, we're ready to roll this one up. There you go, tuck and roll. Yes, get a nice seal there. And roll that. And then wait a few seconds. And voila, we have our second roll. A little bit bent, but I'll just straighten that out a bit, and that sticky rice always hanging around. All right, we're ready to cut these. Okay, so make sure when you do set them down to rest while you make more of them, sometimes I make 10 of these at a time, that the seam side goes down. And then you might want to just take a little water and just seal it up nice. And then you can cut on an angle, like this. You can cut them straight across, like this. You can just take half of it, cut it like this, and make a nice stand. We're going to cut these other ones. Cut into little towers of different heights, just to add some dimension to your display. To Chrissy's cancer-free life. Just because I live a sugar-free life, to have a cancer-free life, it doesn't mean that I can't enjoy some sweet treats now and then without the sugar. I've created some amazing desserts, and today I'm going to show you one of my favorites. It's called Walnut Double Chocolate Bark. Let's take a look at the ingredients to make this recipe. 1/4 cup of monk fruit in place of sugar, 1/4 cup of pure cocoa powder, quarter of a cup of organic coconut oil, half a cup of organic sugar-free peanut butter, and this one has peanuts in it, half a teaspoon of organic pure vanilla extract. Be sure to read your label on your vanilla extract because many of them include sugar. And then a half a cup of chopped walnuts. Let's put it together. Half of this chocolate mixture and reserve the other half for later in the recipe. Spread the chocolate out on top of the parchment paper lined cookie sheet or pan. You can spread it into any shape. You could even shape it into a heart. Now, this is going to go into the freezer, so it will get nice and firm, and we'll move on to the next step. Here's the one ingredient I didn't mention yet, and it's my favorite, white chocolate chips. I use Lily's sugar-free white chocolate chips. They are excellent. And I put them in a double boiler, and I just melt these white chocolate chips into a little sauce. Yeah, some people like to melt their chocolate chips in the microwave. Do that, sure. I like the old-fashioned way. Probably because I burnt chocolate in the microwave too many times. Okay, now we've melted our white chocolate chips, and we're going to take them, this chocolatey sauce, and spread it right all over top of the frozen chocolate. Getting all of it I can. White chocolate's my favorite. Get it to the edges. It's okay if it's a little bit thick in some spots. And now final step is taking the rest of the chocolate that was left over and pouring it right on top of that. Cover the white chocolate. Okay, you get the picture now, right? Get it to the edges. It has walnuts in there. It's going to be crunchy. It will be in the freezer and getting it nice and firm. Okay, that part's done. Now it goes into the freezer. The three layers of chocolate have been in the freezer for about 30 minutes now, and it's nice and solid. So turn it upside down and carefully peel off the parchment paper. Then you can either break this up into chunks or cut it with a knife and break it up from there. This does get a little bit messy to handle after about 10 minutes at room temperature. So for serving to others, I set a bowl of the chocolate bark on top of a dish of ice to keep it chilled. Store the walnut double chocolate bark in a covered container in the fridge or the freezer. Enjoy!
Chrissy, thank you for the videos. Also, I would love you to read something from your book. We were talking a little bit about that before our interview, and you mentioned how important this part of the book is in your opinion. So could you tell us more about that?
Yes, I'd like to read something from the Fuel and Nourish section of my Cancer-Free Life part of the book. Which is the second part of the book. If it's going into my body, then it better be clean and it better be doing something good for me. I think some people are more concerned about the oil and gas they put in their car than the food they put in their bodies. I made a lifestyle change that I believe saved my life, and I'm not going back. I'm not going back to the all-or-nothing attitude with food. I'm not going back to being at risk for 13 types of cancer because of my weight. I'm not going back to the yo-yo dieting, the weekend binges, and the multiple sizes of clothing in my closet. I'm not going back to feeling like a stuffed sausage on Monday mornings. I have moved away from that old neighborhood to a new one. All of my old friends in the old neighborhood conned me with their addictive, sugary personalities. They weren't my friends at all. My new neighborhood is my new lifestyle. Okay. And that's exactly it.
So I also need to say, because we know each other for almost 16, 17 years, so we remember each other being little, maybe fluffy, then losing weight and eating your amazing cheesecakes. I think I never had better cheesecakes in my life from the one that you baked for me once many, many years ago.
And now I make sugar-free ones, no sugar-added ones.
Please, this need to be the third recipe. I just... sorry, because it's just was just amazing. So I'm sure you will make some magic happen. But I remember you and I, you know, always talking about weight loss. And I saw you going through the journey with, you know, fighting cancer, your cancer. And yes, you were overweight. Then you were losing because you were feeling badly. And obviously you lost little weight, but not compared to how you look now. So I can say 100% whatever you are doing right now, the way how you are eating made you looking great, amazingly great.
Thank you. And anybody can live this clean lifestyle. And it's just today, you know, we just deal with it today, right? And we just live this sugar-free lifestyle, cancer-free lifestyle, as healthy as you can, putting the proper fuel in your body, making sure what you're putting in, into your body is going to do you some good. Otherwise, it's not even worth it, you know? And then wake up tomorrow and do it again. You know, it's like, don't think too far ahead of it.
Yeah. Because we are beating ourselves when we, you know, just start eating something that we're not supposed to. And then we feel guilty and they say, oh, it'll never work for me. I just don't have willpower, which I think I
will. Yeah, so I'll just eat everything else that's in the house tonight and get it out of the way. So tomorrow when I wake up, I can start fresh,
okay. You know? So, yeah. Please, can you tell us how is your day when you are waking up? I know your coffee is one of the bestest in the town too. You know, you are
the coffee,
cook. So, but you wake up, what time you are waking up? And I know you are also active person. So can you give us a little review? How is your day progressing with the way how you eat, inclusion of a sugar-free lifestyle? So you wake up, what time?
I'm up very early, usually around 5 a.m.
Hey!
Yes, and I love the expression I learned from watching The Office, and it was when Kevin was helping, he was doing first lunch, second lunch, and I thought that was hilarious. So I kind of do that. I have, like, first breakfast, and then I have second breakfast. I make little protein energy balls, and they're in the freezer. Sometimes I'll grab one of those to have with my coffee. I do make little sugar-free, no sugar added peanut butter cookies, something like that, or my banana muffins, which is also a recipe that is in my book. And I love having that with coffee. I do love my Vitamix shakes that I make that will include almond milk, spinach, frozen organic berries, blueberries or raspberries or strawberries, tons of spinach, I'll throw it in there. And then some collagen powder, something that has, you know, a good 20 grams of protein in there and no sugar added, of course. Just whip it up. I mean, those Vitamix blenders will pulverize your arm. So you can put, I'll maybe put a whole carrot in there. That's great. You know, that's great fiber. Just one carrot, one medium carrot is like 8 or 9 grams of fiber, I believe. So that's really great. And filling. So that gives you a lot of satisfaction for a long time. I might throw a half an apple in there, you know? I just throw whatever I can and whatever I have in the fridge into the Vitamix and throw in some protein powder, some collagen powder, maybe a little bit of coconut oil. Yeah.
What about thinner? Because everybody says, okay, whatever you describe right now seems like not what we are used to eat, because everybody likes sandwich. Everybody maybe start day from the oatmeal or something. But really we say eggs, yes. That's what we normally are eating, the sandwiches. And then you're going close to the lunch or dinner. Maybe you squeeze some salad and you feel better.
We're into these routines and patterns of sandwiches for lunch, you know, where my meals are based on first the vegetables.
Okay.
And then I build everything around that. Okay. But here I find the biggest problem, the biggest barrier between anybody eating a ton of great vegetables.
Yes.
Is the lack of having them prepared and ready to go into the fridge. Mm. And that's one of the things I talk about in the book, is set yourself up for success. So once a week, sometimes twice a week, I put all the vegetables that I just got at the grocery store out on the counter, and then I set up bowls and I use baking soda with water, little tablespoon or two or three of baking soda with water, depending on how much vegetables I'm cleaning in that bowl or sink. And I make all these bowls around the counter, and then I put in the berries in one, and I'll break up the broccoli and I'll put the broccoli in one bowl with baking soda and water and let them all sit in there 5-10 minutes, and they do their thing, and they kind of cleans the bacteria and makes the vegetables nice and clean. I'll throw my apples in the sink and baking soda, and I get all my things all washed, and then I put tea towels out on the counter. So it's a big procedure, but I enjoy it. I really honor the food that I put into my body. This is like going to make me healthy, make me happy, make me nourished, make my joints feel great, you know, and keep me cancer free. So it's a practice that I just love doing. I'll put the tea towels out on the counter, and then I put all the vegetables out on the counter and let them just dry. Some of them I spin if it's spinach or romaine lettuce, which I love. And I'll spin it. And then I have all special containers. And when I was in treatment, every week I was getting beautiful flowers delivered. And all the vases, the clear vases they come in, are fabulous. I'll put my washed blueberries in one, and I'll have strawberries in another. So when I open my fridge up, Ilona, I just see all these beautiful, clear vases filled with colorful, gorgeous, organic fruits and vegetables, broccoli, some with lids, some without lids. And it's really nice. So anytime I want to make an egg and vegetable omelet for breakfast or lunch, or a grilled vegetable sandwich on some sugar-free bread, you know, and I will say sourdough bread is usually without sugar. They usually make it without sugar. Or you want to just have grilled vegetables in a salad, or in the evening, you have it all ready to go. All your vegetables are ready to go. Just grill some up, grill up some chicken, put it all into a salad, add some organic brown rice. You've got a meal. So it's having everything ready in the fridge, ready to go, so that when you open up the fridge, that's what you see. You don't see the things that you should not be eating. You have those in the back, hiding behind all of your beautiful fruits and vegetables.
Also, if you can tell us, because of course I read the book, and again, I had the pleasure to try lots of your great foods when I was visiting you. But you like soups. And soups, you know, you really prepare them and you put them in tiny little like plastic something, and they are just there for you. Because I cook also maybe once or twice a week. Then I put everything in a jar, glass jars, when it comes to soup. So it's very cool every time when I'm hungry or I want to drink something warm, the soups are there. So I'm happy that I learned maybe from you, but this really works.
Nutrition.
Yes. So, you like soups. I like clear soups, but I know that you love use a lot of vegetables in your soups too, yes?
Yes, yes. And during treatment, eating wasn't always such an easy thing. And a lot of things just tasted like dirt. You know, not that I've eaten dirt very much, but I can imagine that's what dirt tastes like. And so I thought I wanted to just get as much nutrition as I can in as easily as I could. And I thought soup was a good way to go. And right away at the beginning of my journey, I purchased a Vitamix, and you can use many different great blenders, but that was my choice. And I just basically roast up anything, butternut squash, sweet potatoes, anything, roast up any vegetables, pulverize it, add some broth, some organic broth, and no seasonings when you're in treatment. I couldn't do any seasonings when I was in treatment, but now I will add nice fresh herbs and some sea salt or Himalayan pink salt, and it's great. And then put it in serving size bags in the freezer, ready to go.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
So again, I would like to go back to your book, which is available on Amazon, like I said. Title of the book is Another Interruption. Comes also with CD. So if you can tell us a little bit about your music and why there was the idea to just add or make this release book plus your songs. So can you tell us a little bit about this project?
Thank you. Thank you for asking that. Yes, I have been a singer-songwriter my whole life, and it is it is my passion in life is to just express myself through music. And food is another one, too, because I love to express myself through food. So after cancer, I do everything that I'm passionate about, and music was interrupted when I was diagnosed. And we had been working on the next independent CD, Joe and I, because my husband's a recording engineer and my partner in this life. And it was his journey too that we went through when I was diagnosed, and he was by my side throughout it. We tried to record during treatment. Some days were good, some days were not so good because breathing was a bit challenging with everything that my body was going through with all of the drugs. And we just worked through it. And at the same time, I was going through treatment. So we were able to finally finish the CD when I finished treatment and I got my strength back. We added a couple more songs and reworked a couple songs that we have already recorded in the past that took on a whole new meaning when I was diagnosed. So
this CD is also available on Amazon. Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we were very lucky to have some generous, very talented friends also join us on all these songs on the CD. There's 8 songs.
Thank you so much, Chrissy. I think Chrissy Lomax is our guest today's Accent on London edition. So I hope we gave our listeners and people who are watching us on Facebook and not only on Facebook, lots of great thoughts. We were talking about idea of having sugar-free lifestyle from this moment on. Or just try to cut sugar down and hopefully move to something that is sugarless, or we can find something instead of white sugar that is much more healthy. Everybody can read your book, can go to the section with nutrition facts and your cooking.
Yes, Feel and Nourish.
And also everybody can go and check your YouTube channel. We include 2 great videos already on our show. So I think we have lots of stuff for people to think about. So I just only need to hug you. I'm in London, you are in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I miss you. I can't wait to
I miss you so much. I know you have family in London, so I know you'll be here.
Yes, my beautiful niece, Rain Lee. She is in London, and I cannot wait to see her and Verity and see you and Natasha.
And also hopefully your sister. She's in Hong Kong, so hopefully we all will see each other soon.
Yes.
In London.
Yes, we have to stay put and stay healthy for now, right?
And we'll be celebrating your big success. You're healthy, you're beautiful, you have amazing book, you have purpose.
Thank you so much. I'd like to just take this moment to thank you so much for helping make such a big difference out there, because this book, I really want to help people get through it the way I did, maybe prevent getting that call in the first place. you know? So thank you for making this opportunity.
Always. Yeah. Always. So thank you so, so much. And whoever wants to maybe listen to your previous shows on Accent On, you had your segments in time when I was moving
yes.
to London from like December, I think, 2019. They are listed. People can go to archives on LA Talk Radio and they can just listen to you. I just listed yeah. them under Chrissy Lomax and her guests. So people yeah. will know that that was your segment. So thank you so much for today. We love you very much.
Thank you. I love you and have a great, great day.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Have a sugar-free day.
Sugar-free day. Bye bye.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.